Now, we have this ritual of hope, and the ushers are going to start distributing those cards back to you. And honest, I did write a whole sermon. I talked about hope and how the challenge of it and rooted on our particular congregation and these times, and how Brian Stevenson tells us that it is our responsibility to stay hopeful, that hopelessness is the enemy of justice. And also about Hanukkah, which starts this week on the 12th. But really, there's so much going on in this service. We want to hear your words. So they are going to distribute the cards. If you wrote a card, take a card. In this congregation, we make one another brave. We give one another peace. We hold the hope for each other. As theologian Paul Waddell says, hope has to be seen to be believed. It has to be made visible. It has to be something we can feel and touch. We are called to be persons who embody hope for one another. We have to be each other's partners in hope. So we come back to these blue cards, on which many of you wrote one struggle and one hope. We're not going to have time to read them all, but we'll get to read quite a few of them. So this is our way of being partners. You are holding somebody's struggle and somebody's hope. Take a moment to read their words. You don't know who wrote them. The way we did it is we sort of swapped to the other side of the aisle. So if you wrote here, then someone over there should get them. And back at the end, it gets a little messy. We might end up with some on the same side. But this is a precious piece of vulnerability. You don't know who wrote them. It could be the person you admire most in this congregation. It could be the person that annoys you the most in this congregation. But take those words in and offer up loving kindness to that person who made themselves vulnerable by sharing in this way. We will be each other's partners in hope. Jean and I and Deborah are going to take microphones, and we're going to come down in and read the card. Read only the hope. Only read the struggle if you have to make sense out of the hope. But we're looking to share those words of hope that we have shared. When one hope is read, we can all respond with, "We hold the hope for you." Let's try that. We hold the hope for you. Yes, and that's what we want to do with each other.
Belonging to a human community, feeling hopeful for where humanity is going.
We hold the hope for you.
The one thing I hope for is peace of mind for those I may have harmed.
The hope is that the Broncos will win at least one more time by the end of the season.
We hold that hope for you.
The struggle is feeling estranged from family, and the hope is connection.
We hold that.
This hope is to be able to find rides with people who have the time to give.
The struggle is with loneliness, and the hope is for community.
The hope is for a way to connect our son with support and help beyond his parents.
The strength to carry on.
The struggle, anger, and pain.
Oh, sorry. The struggle, anger, and pain, the hope, support from the fellowship.
We hold this hope for you.
New friends for my niece
that for whom she won't have to compromise who she really is.
Behold us for you. The death of my mother is the struggle, and the hope is trying to follow her role model.
We hold this hope for you.
This person's pet hamster has died, and the hope is that he wants a new pet to play with and snuggle with.
We hold this hope for you.
The struggle is wondering if I have enough retirement income. The hope is more acceptance and peace with my worries.
We hold this hope for you.
The struggle is addiction, and the hope just has question marks.
We hold this hope for you.
The struggle is commitment to higher self and purpose, and the hope is for better understanding that I can achieve my goals.
We hold this hope for you.
The one thing I hope for is being able to do the work and let go of the outcome.
We hold this hope for you.
The struggle is for accepting and working with my mental health disorders and physical limitations, and the hope is for to live each day mindfully and with love and compassion.
The struggle is with alcoholism and tobacco addiction, and the hope is the confidence to believe I can stay clean.
We hold this hope for you.
The struggle is despair over the failure of our political leaders to heal divisiveness in Congress. The hope is that some will rise and provide conciliation and compassion.
We hold this hope.
The hope is to remember the many kindnesses shown to me by friends and teachers.
Is there one more in the back?
The struggle is a divorce, and the hope is to find self-forgiveness for being in the situation and looking for lessons and hope.
We hold this hope for you. And we know many of these were not spoken out loud, but my friends, this is where we find hope, is in community. Please take that card with you and put it somewhere where you will encounter it again this week in whatever daily practice that makes sense for in your life. And when you do, imagine that unknown person and their struggle and send them your loving kindness, and keep doing this all week long. And if you have a card and you think you can't do that, then give it to me and I will hold it this coming week in my practice. Let us move forward, friends. Our lives and our hearts are interconnected in life-giving ways. Grateful for this community of vulnerability and truth and hope. And as our hymn, "Just as Long as I Have Breath," calls us to, let us say yes to life. Let us say yes to truth. Let us say yes to love, and let us say yes to hope. May it be so.